Сейчас обшлите. Имя Клост Лагбайма. Most people, I think, have a real misconception of the whole thing of Lagbaim. They really don't understand what I'm talking about. What's the Indian? What do you want with Lagbaim? What is it? Say that the Halotza, I would say that, that the Purim is the same day as Lagbaim, it's Pelag. Comes out the same day of the week like Lagbaim. So it has a tzadah shalva that they're both not understood. The most people, they don't understand Purim, they don't understand Lagbaim. Purim is just like being lebedik and just jumping around jumping, dancing, getting drunk, talking what you want, what's honest, whatever. Lagbaim is also not understood. People start Pshimah is going to give you Yeshua's, Pshimah is going to, maybe we'll touch on that subject too. But Bechlal, what's the meaning of Lagbaim? What is it? It's called Hilulud Pshim Bechai, the Yontav Pshim Bechai. So, in other words, it's a time that it's a zman that you have to. Mesugal has a school to enter the world of Reb Shimon Bechai. It's a world, it's a whole understanding and living with the whole concept which is called Eirish of Reb Shimon Bechai, the light of Reb Shimon Bechai. Let's try to explain the little. First, you have to have a lesson on history. So let's start with Adam Rishon, king of history. Adam Rishon, Rishon commanded him, gave him a mitzvah, you shouldn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. Don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. It goes over on that tzivui, very chet, big chet. Shavish, Ruch HaTorah, the Chet of Achilus Eitz HaDaas. Okay, so that's Pasha, that's the Chet of Adam Rishon. We have to even sacrifice that Chet to Tikvah Shalom, Mashiach comes, the chet will be sukkim. That's only the pshat, but there's a say to. He had a hidden aver that wasn't like an explicit aver, but in a deeper sense, it was an even bigger aver. Many times you have an aver like, maybe it's not such a big aver, it's a very big aver. Let's say an example like simcha. You know, simcha is not a mitzvah, and atzus is not an aver. Atzus is worse than an aver. And simcha is more than a mitzvah. Like, you know, from Ram Kalina, simcha is not a mitzvah. But what the mitzvah that simcha brings, the biggest mitzvah couldn't bring. Because it's like a shorish. The reason simcha is not a mitzvah, we won't go into that right now, but there's such a concept that not everything which is a big mitzvah or a big aver is doilem anista. A sheirish, nigla has its gedar and soidus has its gedar, its own gedar. And certain, many times can be oven and aver in a hidden way, and it's even a big aver or do a mitzvah, which is really not such a big mitzvah. It's a very big mitzvah. Another example. When you learn Tanakh, you see that I don't know exactly how what's the pshat in halacha. There's many pshatim really. That David HaMelech wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. Nadav his Levi said that Aaron is in the area, and I want to build a Beis Hashem. And as soon as he said that, find a big passion at Nach that Nosna Navi came to. It's called Mahula Riches. And the Riches speaks about when she says, you know, I was going from tent to tent, from oil to oil. I was going to Mishkan Shiva, Noiv, Givai, and the old places that there was a Shor Shechina. I never told anyone to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shai Halacha, why there's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, mitzvah being a Beis HaMikdash. So, probably the Ikitarits is that it wasn't so clear that probably wasn't a Pialocha Mamish, you didn't have to build because it has to be Baniach, Mekolavach, Masarov, you have to be after it's a Menucha, after the old Goyim are already settled with all the Goyim. It wasn't really that time. Time didn't, wasn't ripe for that yet. So Apidin, they weren't Mamish Mechuyev to build a Beis HaMikdash, even be made of it. But the Rebbe said, I didn't tell anyone to build a Beis HaMikdash. I wasn't, didn't come out. The Rebbe said, Hadibur, the Barati, did I tell anyone to build a Beis HaMikdash? No, I never told him. You had with your heart to build a Beis HaShem. That very good thing, that it wasn't Levavavcha. Did a great deed. That you donated yourself to build a Beis HaMikdash. And for that, you'll have a Malchus L'Netzach. I will never take away the Malchus from David. Achaz Nishbati B'Kotchi Im L'David Achazev Zareg O'ilim Iyev Kisek Hashem Ishnagdi. And then the Navi's Marach. Never. Even if your grandchildren will do Averis. Fakabti B'Shevet Pisham V'in Goyim Avoyna V'chasti Lov Emel Ashaka B'Menasi Achaz Nishbati B'Kotchi Im L'David Achazev. She made him to Melech HaMashiach. His Mashiach is going to come from David. Malch is based David. David, everything David. David, Mashiach. Why? Because it was Menadev as Levi to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, if it's such a big mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, and the Baruch Hashem gives from that everything, so why didn't the Baruch Hashem tell you to build a Beis HaMikdash? So it's a mitzvah, so why didn't the Baruch Hashem command everyone? No, the Baruch Hashem said, I didn't command. Especially, I didn't tell you. So you see that this is very close to the inyan that we're talking about now. There are certain great things that the vision does not command. He wants you to understand it yourself. It's too subtle, it's too deep, it's too, I don't know how to call it. In Yiddish I would call it edel, I don't know the right word in English. It's too sensitive, so to tell you. not everything is told. Certain things the heart has to understand even though it's not, you're not told. So other narration, main aver was Pipnimius, because the Rebbeinu told them, Kol Eitz Agam, Ochol Toichol, you should eat from all Eitz Agam. The Rebbeinu really meant, he didn't say it beferish because you don't command these things, but he wanted to understand that the Rebbeinu wants him to eat from the Eitz Achai. Why don't you eat from the Rebbeinu tells him, Kol Eitz Agam, Ochol Toichol, why don't you eat from the Eitz Achai? And that's Bamis the Oimik, the depth of Mikoyle Eitzagan Ochel Teuchel. Because Mikoyle Eitzagan really means the Eitz that's Koyle all the Eitzagan. That includes in itself all the Eitzagan, the Pnimius of all Eitzagan, which is called Eitzachai. Eitzachai and Betoichagan, the Zohar says that's exactly the nucleus of the Gan, in the middle, the focal point of the whole Gan is the Eitzachai. It's life. Well, every Eitz is like, has a connection with the sense. One eight has to do with, gives you sort of nourishes your sight. One eight nourishes your digestive system. One is going to nourish your hearing. But the Eitz Chaim includes everything. It's life itself. That includes hearing, seeing, everything. That's the oimik of Chai Mamash. Eitz Hadas are very close to that. Eitz Hadas is Ketoyu Eitz L'machal, Tavu L'Nayim, Nechmed Eitz L'Haskel. It's close to that, but not, it's not the secret of Chaim. Chaim is a secret. We don't know what Chaim is. We don't know what life is. We know the functions of life, but we don't know what life is. We know what life does. Life gives you ability to hear, to taste, to live, all the functions of life. What is life? Life is a secret. And this is a secret of the Eitz Chaim that you should have eaten from this Eitz Chaim. And if he would have eaten from the Eitz Chaim, then he would never eat from the Eitz Hadas. He wouldn't do the aver of the Eitz Hadas. That's what the Rebbeinu really wanted to tell him. You'll have a big nesayon of the Eitz Hadas. Probably you wouldn't be oimed by nesayon. But I'm giving you an Eitz. I'm giving you an Eitz, but you have to understand it. I'm not going to tell you beferish, but you have to understand it. Like Simcha. The mitzvahs that Simcha brings, no mitzvah can bring. The mitzvah that Eitz Chaim brings you, the koichas that it gives you, the biggest mitzvah can't give you. Because why was the Eitz Chaim created for? I always ask this question. Because Eitz Chaim is an Eitz that you live forever. Yeah, so suppose he's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, then he's going to eat from the Eitz Chaim. That's it. He's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, he's going to eat from the Eitz Chaim. So what's going to happen to him? He's going to live, or he wouldn't live. I said the opposite. He's going to eat from the Eitz Chaim, he's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. First the Eitz Chaim, then the Eitz Hadas. What's going to happen to him? He's going to live or he's going to die? The Rebbeinu says, when you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you die. Eitz Chaim, you live. You can't say that the Eitz Chaim, you only live on condition that you wouldn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. You can't say that, because after you ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Rebbeinu was still afraid that he's going to eat from the Eitz Chaim, Chai Le'elam. And that's why the Rebbeinu chased him out from the Gan Eden, because he shouldn't eat from the Eitz Chaim. So you see that if you eat from the Eitz Chaim, so even if you eat from the Eitz Chaim, you live forever. So what's going to happen if he's going to eat from the Eitz Chaim? Then he's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The Rebbeinu told him, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, Mois Thomas. So what's going to happen then? So the Torah says, if you eat from the Eitz Chaim, you don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. You can't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Once you boicher b'chayim, he can't be boicha b'ra. Nesati l'chasachayim v'satoyim v'samavas v'sarah v'charta b'chayim. The Rebbeinu says the same Eitz of Klal Yisrael, v'charta b'chayim. Doesn't say v'charta b'toyim. The Rebbeinu tells you v'charta b'chayim. Eat from the Eitz Chaim. Okay, so history started the hidden chait, the failure. They didn't understand, didn't grasp that you have to eat from the Eitz Chaim. And now start the whole history of Eitz Hadas and Tikkunim of the Eitz Hadas. It's a whole long story. So let's be masber a little, the Indian of the Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim basically means Soydus HaTorah. Chaim, Soit, Chaim is the secret of Chaim. Chaim is the secret, and Soit is the Torah, is the Torah that's Oisik with that secret. Das is Nicholas of Torah, which is, teaches you Das, teaches you what's Torah, what's Ra, that's the whole meaning of Nicholas of Torah, tells you this do, this don't do, this is Torah, this is Ra. What's Chaim? Chaim is not dealing with that. Chaim tells you Chai. Dveikus, Chaim is Dveikus. Atam Advekim, Hashem Alekeichem, Chaim Tulchamaya. Chaim is Dveikus of Earth. It's the school of Dveikus. The school, it's not talking about Torah Ra. You do Torah, but you don't have Dveikus. Dveikus is Chai. Neshama, Chai. Dveikus Bashem. So Chazal say, Dover Godel Maisa Merkava, Dover Kotten is Havai Stabai Barov. Could learn Torah Begadlus, which is called Maisa Merkava, and could learn Torah Begadlus, which is called Havai Stabai Barov. Of course, Havai Stabai is very great, but compared to Maisa Merkava, Chazal say, no, Maisa Merkava is Dover Godel. That's the Godless material, which is called Dover Godel. So to understand it, we use a mashal. A mashal is very close to a nimshal. Zman Hazeik is very understandable, that mashal. For thousands of years, the world was, like you could say, a plain world, a normal world. Under normal circumstances, normal, when you want to cook something, or you want to use heat, comes from fire. Make a fire. How do you make a fire? The normal way is taking wood and making a fire. So for years, thousands of years, people used wood to make heat, to make fire, to cook. That's the normal way of world. Everything. If you want to ride, you want to travel, what do? Take a horse and a wagon. Take a wagon and hitch a few horses to a wagon. If you're rich, so you have strong horses. And you hitch them to a nice wagon, and that's how you travel. That's how, no other way of travel. If you want to plow, take a few oxen, and attach that to a plow, and you plow. That's a normal way. Thousands of years. Okay. The mind of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made that a person should be miyash of the world. He should, I was calling English miyash, I'm the right word, yashiv, to settle, to make a settlement in the world, to take a raw world which is full of raw material and utilize them and to make a yishuv, to make a settlement where a person, where the Adam could dwell in the world and be comfortable, have a comfortable world. That's the Adam. Adam who is miyash of the world. Loi toyu bera l'shavis yitzara. And the Rebbeinu put the Adam in the world and made them, you're the miyash of the world. You're the king of the world. You're miyash of it. You're the vidgas hayam, v'loif ha-shamayim. You use everything. Everything is under your control, under your shtamshus, and you miyashu doyla. That's your avodah, with your chachma, with your wisdom, your ability. You'll be able to miyashu, to tame all the chais, make them all shamashu for you. Yishuv oyla. Really, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made many hidden Kaifas in the world, which became revealed. I'll have to explain why it became revealed these days, but it became revealed about, say, about 300 years from ago, 300-400 years ago, started a revolution. And so, and this revolution continues till today, and all of a sudden, you know, there's such, it could be miyash of the world in such a way that no one ever imagined that there's such ability for the Adam to be miyash of the world in such a way. No one ever imagined that there's such hidden elements in the world that could be utilized to such a great Yishuv Olam. If you would tell a person from years ago, you know, he could daven mincha and shachar's in New York and daven mincha in China. Joke. Even and continue from day to day. You could have a small machine and see what cipher is about cipher. You have all the information that you need in a small machine. Whatever you want to know. Whatever is happening in China, whatever is happening here, whatever happens today, you could look it. A doctor could make an operation through remote control. He's in a different medina, and through remote control he makes an operation in a different... Whoever dreamt? Whoever dreamt that it's shaykh to be the yashu of the world in such a life? On the telephone, on the telegraph, were invented. The Rosh of the Rav asked the sons of Rav, what's pshat in these new inventions? All of a sudden people became so wise, so chacham, they were big chacham in the old times. What's pshat in all these new inventions? So the sons of Rav told them, there's always a klifa, and there's the mashal and the nimshal, there's a klifa and the pnimis. The klifa always resembles the pnimis. It's just like you have secrets in the Olam HaGashmi in the world, and they become this gala, and you use them. So the same way you have secrets in the Olam HaRuchni in Torah, and Mashiach will be megala now. The megala, great sages that were never revealed in Torah. So before this galas of the pnimis, first you have to be megala the chatzaynis. So all the inventions which are in the last years in Ikris the Mashiach is all the klifa, the kaidamas, the pri to this galas of the pnimis, which is called Melech HaMashiach, this galas of Melech HaMashiach. So let's try to explain it a little. It's a little going a little off tangent off the Ikris subject, but it's. So it's very important to know that as a shaykh with this in you. Not like this. The world could have been a yeshiv, could have been set in a completely different way. In a chiludic way. And Mashiach, of course, will be misakin there. As I'll say, that Memtes Shara Bina Nivri Boilam, 49 Shara Bina. Created the world. And the Rabban Bagdama of Chumash says that Shlomo HaMelech knew all these Shaar Bina, Moshe also knew them, Mentes with his Galut HaMoshe. And the Shaar Bina in the world mean that everything that's in the world is in Torah. Whatever you have in Torah, you have in the world. In other words, the whole science of the world is rooted in Torah. If you have a good Havana in Torah like you're supposed to have, we don't have that. But Shlomo HaMelech had that, and the previous Doris had that. So you know, Shlomo HaMelech talked about all the natures of everything in the world. There's, let's say, the Shah, which is called the botanical Shah, which is called all the Paracha, which Shlomo spoke about that. The Shah of all the animals, of the behemoths, of the Chayas, of all the physics, laws of physics, all laws of astronomy, everything. Everything has its own Shah. The Memtes Shara, the Shah of Chamishim, that's the Shah of Elukus. The Shah of Elukus, the Rebbeinu himself. The Shah that explains Hashem himself. But these are the Memtes Shara Bina. And with this Shara, Shlomo HaMelech had a school, and he was Masber, the whole Teva, Alpi Torah. Shuvah and Ben Ishchai, so I asked the Ben Ishchai, Shlomo of the Chacham and Kol Adam, so when did he make a railroad? The railroad came out at the time of the Ben Ishchai, so why didn't make a railroad? Ben Ishchai gives a brief teretz. He says, Shlomo Melech knew that the Nebuchadnezzar and Sacher are going to come to Bichar, make the Chor of the Beis HaMikdash and the Eretz itself. They would have a railroad, they would do it much faster, much so it couldn't be Megal on the railroad. You have to, he says that thing only b'kitzur, because you have to, it's a very broad in. It's like this. Things to, it could be megala, could be nisgala through the kedusha. I don't know if Shlomo knew how to make a railroad. You don't have to say that Shlomo knew how to make a railroad. But he had a school, he had a mahalach. The Bereshit makes Yishuv Oilo that slowly things become nisgala in the world. The Bereshit is mechadish kedusha b'chol yom. The Bereshit is mechadish kedusha Torah b'chol yom. And that's why things become invented, become discovered in the world generation after generation. Not everything is nisgala in the previous generation. It's a whole process of gilui generation after generation, which are megala, discover things that have to be discovered. It could be discovered mitzad HaKdusha, mitzad HaTorah, mitzad Eitz HaChai. It could be discovered mitzad, when you learn Torah, begadlus. Doesn't mean that you know everything in the previous diaries, but you have a school, you know the Sharashim, and slowly but surely you will know all the koichas that would make all the inventions that had to be revealed. So Shlomo Melech had such a school. He would never zoicha. Klaisu, there was a Chorav Beis Hamikdash, there was a lot of Averis, or he never zoicha that this school should really, this yeshiva, this school should really succeed and develop itself like it's supposed to be developed. Which is the fundamental Avera of the whole world. Just like the very of Adam Rishon, they didn't need from the Eitz HaChai. If things are developed mitzad HaKdusha, so then they're developed in a completely different way. First of all, like the Ben Shachai says, that if you make a railroad, so Sacharev would have a railroad, would be, make Chorav the Beis HaMikdash much before. I would go further. I would say that the world wasn't so civilized like today. Today there's a certain civilization, you have international law, international, which everyone knows, and that, and you're subject there. Of course, there could always be a tyrant, a Hitler, there could always be a Stalin, a Hitler, but no. There's certain laws that the world knows that that's what you do, that's what you don't do. In a civilized world, you do that and you don't do that. But before the world is so civilized, it takes time. The world has to be under madrega. If inventions would become more, if the Nazi would have a time bomb, the world wouldn't exist a long time ago. The Nazi was a big tyrant, a big. He was completely civilized, and Sacharev too, and Kedayim. There's rishus in the kedusha. You have to have rishus to be megala something. And he can't be megala everything. Shlomo Melech could have been megala much more things, but he knew that the world wasn't ready to use it in the right way. They would really use it in their own way. So he couldn't be megala that. And besides, not everything is nisgala right away. Things are nisgala slowly but surely. Not everything becomes nisgala right away. We have a lot of inventions today. The inventions are big taruvis taivara. A time bomb should never exist. The world is standing on Nissan. Since the time bomb was invented, the world is standing there. So we have the premier of Russia, who's a plain mental patient, nothing more than a mental patient, and he has under his rishus the time bomb to make harm to the whole world. So the world stands on Nissan. Well, what are you going to do if Putin gets up in the morning and says, just bomb the whole world? You can do it. Why shouldn't he do it? He's a mental patient. He's nothing more than that. Why couldn't he do it? The world is standing on this one. I think that Sanhedrin would never, the Melech Yisrael Sanhedrin would never allow an automobile to be invented. It kills more people there than all wars. It's not a legitimate invention. Shlomo Melech would have invented an automobile which would be completely safe. But now that we're not zoiche through the right source of invention, we're zoiche, all inventions come from the taruvis of Tov V'Ra, from the Eitz HaDaas, so everything is b'taruvis, Tov V'Ra. There's certain Tov and there's certain Ra. No, the scientists say that, you know, the world, I don't know how long the world could have existed with the new inventions. A lot of pollution, the greenhouse that becomes the scalpel, and many things, the whole environment, the whole is contaminated, the air is not right, nothing is natural. I don't know how long the world could exist. Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be Mesachin everything. But without Mashiach, the world can't exist too long. The inventions are big taruvus tovera. They're big taruvus tovera. If all the inventions and all the chedushim of Ma'aseh Bereishis and all the chedushim of Yishuv Oyel would come in Tzadak Tusha, so then it would be toiv v'leira. It would be completely toiv. It would be in a different way, legomri. We don't know exactly how it's going to work, how it would have worked, but it would be in a different way than today. Completely. A Mashiach will be Mesachin then. So that, I went a little off tangent to explain about the Yishuv Olam, but the main idea that I want to, what's Nagei here, is that there's such a concept of Yishuv Olam, which is a mashal to the Yishuv Atayr, Yishuv Atayr. In other words, just like you see in the world, there's the plain way of being the Yashuv of the world. So it's the plain way of being Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs and learning Torah and being Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. It's the plain way, the Nigladika way. And there's the scientific way, the sophisticated way, the modern way, the progressive way. So when someone who is Isaac and Said is a Torah and he says Baruch Ato Hashem, so look at Hashem, so there you'll see what Baruch means. Because he said Abel, was Shkut Yisadim, the Shvil, and the Nesiv, and the whole thing, and Baruch, and many Shemes, and many Yehudim. You have about 2 pages on Baruch. And then you have 2 pages on Atta. And then till then, that's only the power of the Bracha that comes till Melech Olam. And from Melech Olam starts a new phase in the whole Bracha. Melech Olam is Allah's man, and then it goes. So, you know, someone comes to me, you know, look at the Rosh Hashanah, and you look at the pages, and this. Kabul. So he's going to say, no, Baruch Ato Hashem is, it says in the place of it. That's what Baruch Ato Hashem, nothing more. It's Baruch Ato Hashem, that's what he's supposed to say. So I'll tell him, you should plow an ox. Don't plow a tractor, just plow an ox. The people that plowed with oxen when the tractors came out, it was a big fight. The old farmers never agreed to plow that. All the years I plowed an ox, what happened? A tractor, what's a tractor? A newfangled invention that the crazy people start inventing. You don't make a fire with wood? Whoever heard of something, you don't make a fire with wood? No, you push a button, fire. Yeah, buttons, everything's buttons, yeah. You're stupid, you're crazy. A fire is wood. So I would say the same thing to the old Pashtunim and Atgeris Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the science of the Torah. It's a sophisticated science of Torah. When you say water, what's water? Water is not water, water is H2O. What's Yom Tov Pesach? It's not Pesach, it's the Moich and the Abba that become this goblins before Katniss and the whole Mahalik. That's what Pesach is. So that's the godliness of Torah. The godliness which we see in the outside world is the Knefa of that godliness in Torah. So really, it's a big Muhammad. When it comes to Seudah Satayr, it's very similar to the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, everything was Seudah Satayr. All the Kahanim, the whole Avodah was completely Seudah Satayr. Mokem HaShe'azkir Shmi. The Shem Havai was Bezgalus, the Sapa B'tzion Shem Hashem, Etilosei B'Yerushalayim. That's the place of the Gilui of the Shem Havai. Things that are behester in the whole world become Bezgal in the Beis HaMikdash. Zeh Shmi, the Shem Hashem, which is L'Allah, L'Halam, and the Beis HaMikdash is Bezgalus. the Kahanim were mechavim, the Gemara says mechavim the Shem and Beis by Berichas Kahanim. The whole avodah, the Ramchal says Berichas, the whole avodah was built on Yehudim and Shem and Sektosh. We can't do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash without being miyachad Yehudim. The whole Beis Hamikdash was built on Seidus HaTorah. So the same, like in the Beis Hamikdash, we see there was a big, big melchama as soon as the Beis Hamikdash was built. And the day the Beis Hamikdash was built, the Sitrach started with a big melchama to make Harav of the Beis Hamikdash. We find the Beis Hamikdash is only mentioned in the Shira. Nehalta v'azucha nevei kachecha. So right away the Torah says, Shama amem yagazim. Chil achaz yeshe pelashas. Beis HaMikdash. If the Beis HaMikdash succeeds, so the Yetzer Hara has no place. It doesn't have no place. There's nothing Zed Umma Zed to Beis HaMikdash. There's a Zed Umma Zed to Eretz Yisrael, where it's Mitzrayim. You don't have a Zed Umma Zed for Har Bais. There's nothing the Sitracher, which is sort of Doima, and the Sitracher like the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing is parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you see the Kedusha, you see the Yisra and Armin HaChayisha, so the Yetzer does all he could to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo Melech was Nasa Baspar the day that he built the Beis HaMikdash, and that was Goyim the Sheriff to Chorim Beis HaMikdash, and it went downward, still Chorim Beis HaMikdash. Because it's a big Mohammed, and when it comes to this Mohammed, the Yetzer could use even tzaddikim, even Erlich Eden, to fight his fight. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, Chazal say a certain, it's a yisoid of Chazal, because it's a yisoid in all the doors. But even tzaddikim could be used by the Sitracher to fight that inyan of which is called the Eitz Chai. The Yetzer used Zchari ben Afkilas with his Chasidus, with his Invesinisai, to make Charev the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to Charev Beis HaMikdash, he could use even Erlich Eden. There's a big fight between the Kedusha and the Sitracha. Of course, it's not my shit of Chalal to say that everyone should learn Kabbalah, should be Miyachad Yehudim. I only say that you should be aware of such an inyan, and of course, if you could, you should work yourself up, that you should be able to be a real Baal Mekubla, a real, who knows where, who could be Miyachad Yehud. Not everyone that looks in the Siddur is Miyachad Yehud. And I can't advertise that. It's not something that's made to advertise. Because once you advertise that, it doesn't work that way. It works like Bahim Levav Davit. You have to have a life to that. You have to have a Nadivus Aleh. You have to look for it, and you have to look for it all your Kayev. You have to look for it like David looked for the Beis HaMikdash. Zuchari Hashem to David is called Noisa Shanishbal Hashem, Nodar Labi Yaakov, Imoyim, Adam Tabakim Hashem. And if you start going to that oilam, it's not with the whole leg, it's not with the whole chukah, with Tzchar Hashem L'damot, so that's not what we meant. That's not what we mean. But that's a hidden inyan which the Rebbein Shleim wants from Klal Yisrael. Inning of this galus of Svetis HaTorah, the mice after the world was Kulka very much, was Chorim Beis HaMikdash, two times Chorim Beis HaMikdash. Many times, better times, always tried to win, and there was always Muhammad. Eventually, we will win. We will win. We will be victorious by Mashiach, but it's a process. Let's say, the mayor of Shimba Choy. It was the biggest galus. Doira Sherb Shimcha was the biggest galus of Seidus HaTorah. Zoy is marked very much. The Doira Sherb Shimcha, the Zoy says, even the Oif HaShemayim, sing Sardis HaTorah. Even to Noikis, small children talk Sardis HaTorah. It's very, very misugal of Sardis. Of course, it wasn't the whole generation. It wasn't Mamish Miskalis. It works in a very interesting way. Come in Yom Mazaya, you see, everyone is bottled to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is called the Rebbe, the Betzina Kiddush is called, I mean, the Holy Neir HaKadosh, Betzina Kiddush. There's a Yehuda there, there's a Yosi there, all are bottled to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Or a Talmidim from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, bottled to. The same Reb Shimon comes revealed to us, we meet the same Reb Shimon in Shastu. There's a Yehuda, there's a Yosi. Old Tanor, and you can learn through whole Shas, and you know, Reb Shimon is very important to Shas too. It's very nice things about Reb Shimon and Shas. But you learn the whole Shas, you wouldn't grasp Chlal that Reb Shimon is something more than all the Tanor. Everyone is nice, everyone's good. Reb Meir is also very good. And Yehuda also, Reb Shimon also. On the contrary, ain't a loch Reb Shimon. Loch is usually not Reb Shimon. You learn through whole Shas. Reb Shimon says, and he argues, in Zoya, no one argues with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is it. Reb Shimon is the Rebbe. Reb Shimon is the Tzinnah Kaddish. Reb Shimon is everything. So you see how it works, Sardis HaTorah. Reb Shimon was in his Besmedrish, in his Shtibel, he had a Chassid Shtibel there. There he was Tzinnah Kaddish. As soon as he went out to the Beis HaKnesses of the city, where they took the Beis Medrash of the Nicholas Atari, he was a chavah like everyone else. He wasn't megal himself as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He wasn't only megal himself as Reb Shimon in as much rishus as he had to, as he was given to be in his gal. He had rishus to be in his gal and his Beis Medrash. Outside, no, he's a chavah like everyone else. But this is galus of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was meant that if the world would be zeichah, so then it could be go further and further, and it could be Mashiach too. Because till the Elef HaChamishi, he tried to bring Mashiach. Till the Elef HaChamishi was still the time that Mashiach still could come. Elef HaChamishi started in the time of the Maror. Till the Tanor was still on Shachar of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Elef Arvi, the Elef HaChamishi is the Elef of Chorban. And then start a new era of Amaron, and then became a Sissel, a Hester of Sardis HaTorah. But the Mashiach Bar Yochai tried to bring Mashiach. Before his galus of Mashiach, there's always Chavle Mashiach. There was Dor Shel Shmat, which was the Dor before the Mashiach Bar Yochai, the Dor of Rabbi Kiva. So it was like the Chavle Mashiach before Mashiach. Bar Kochva could have been Mashiach. Rabbi Kiva was the noise of Caleb of Bar Kochva. He wanted Bar Kochva to be Mashiach. And there was a lot of Chavla Mashiach then. And the Darish of Shem Bechai, he tried, even if you're not successful in bringing Mashiach, but it does so much that it gives you an aura of Melech HaMashiach, this aura would help you go through the darkness of the Golas, which is called Ichus the Mashiach. As Manari, he says, in this time starts Ichus the Mashiach. Ichus the Mashiach, you could say, it's what the Goyim called the Renaissance. That's Ichus the Mashiach. They called it a reawakening. But they threw away all the old Yisaitis, all the old Hanachas, all the ideas were thrown away. And it was the time of this discovery of America. America is very much to the Christian Mashiach, because you see, America is the Melech Bekippah in the Christian Mashiach, the Moshe Bekippah, the Moshe of the whole world. Moshe Bekippah means that their influence is in the whole world. Their way of life, their way of thinking, liberty, no, liberalism, freedom, you can do what you want, democracy. Democracy, in a way, we very much enjoy democracy because you don't have all the tyrants and all the malachim which we used to have. But really, democracy is a tragedy. Democracy is something which is, the world cannot exist too long with democracy. What's democracy? Democracy means that the people choose their leaders. Most people are low people, not high people. Because it's much easier to be a low life than to be a high life. To be a high life, to be a professional, to be about seichel, you have to work on it. So most people don't work. So most people are low lives. So if the majority is the low lives and they pick the government, so the government is going to be a low life government. They're appointed by the low people. They're appointed by the people that have no achrayus to be hired. All this nus and all the ashkasa, now everything is liberalism. Everything is, it's matter of everything. Because who wants liberalism? People that can't live up to anything. So of course they're devotional. They put their leaders there because they're the majority. Of course they're going to win. So it's a tragedy. So America is the Moishel Nikvus the Mashiach. That's America. America, you know, America is a crazy Medina. No. So when the poet says gasoline crazy, no. Gasoline hazy, baseball crazy, America. That's what America is. It's a crazy Medina. I'm sugar in a Medina. And they're the Moishel. That's Nikvus the Mashiach. When America was discovered, it was Girish Sfarad, just before it was Girish Sfarad, Chavle Mashiach, and right afterwards it's Galus of the Riazah. A big tkufa of this galus, which was never such a greatest galus since Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Ri and his Talmidim, which was his galus in Tzfas, and Turkey, and later in Italy, this galus of the Talmidim Ri. It's the biggest galus which Mamish gave a new light to the whole Torah. So as America became a Medina, became independent, just before was Gzeres Tachvatad, and right afterwards was the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov was also a very greatest galus. If you would have been Zoicha, the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim, they had such madrigas, you have no asogi what means Talmid Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim had madrigas which weren't bachlal according to the Seyda Doris. They were madrigas which could say Tamnam and Amaron, Mamish. We have that in Kabbalah, we have that in Avraham Tzadikim, that the Rishonim Kamalach and Manik Ibn Yadam is not Talmid Baal Shem. But each of them had a different breed, completely. He came a dragon of Talmid Baal Shem, was about till after the era of the Chayzer, the Rebbe from Lublin. And there, from there, afterwards, it's not Iker Talmid Baal Shem. But Talmid Baal Shem, which you could say that they had madragas which are not Bechlal of Yisayid Adairis, this is a different breed. This is Talmid Baal Shem. We were in Zaycha that this Ayur should be in his galah. And I don't blame the Misnagdim for it. It's not the Misnagdim who are guilty in it. It's the world. It's the whole world. It's the Matzav Oilam. The Chassidim may be more in fault than the Misnagdim. Because if the Chassidim would be a real Chassidim, then there wouldn't be any Misnagdim. The only reason they were Misnagdim because the Chassidim weren't real Chassidim like Chassidim are supposed to be. If a Chassidim would be like a Chassid is supposed to be, no one would be a Misnagdim. It's a matzav oil. But I have to be myself that the Yibosh, when it comes to this Indian, because the Baal Shem Tov is as galus of Sayyid Sater, or derech of deep derech of Sayyid Sater, it also has that klal of and Vincenusa shall abschayer in of kills. The Yetzirah is going to use tzaddikim also to fight it. And it doesn't mean he's not a tzaddik for it. He's a tzaddik, but if the world is not zaychi, he's going to be a certain instrument that will not let that is galus. There's a big side in that, but it works. It works that way. In other words, because the reason that it's not nizgala, because if it would be nizgala, many nishamas would become nitcha. So, in other words, because of bal yidach men and nidach, the Rosh doesn't want the Irish to be nizgala, so that's why the Rosh uses tzaddik for it, because it's a tachas of bal yidach men and nidach. In other words, if the Bishamdi would come, in his time, many nishamas wouldn't have a tikkun. We weren't ready, we wouldn't have a tikkun. As long as Mashiach is pushed off, one of the Shams have a tikkun, one of the Shams come soon. So, it wasn't right. It wasn't the time right for that. But it's a Muhammad, that you have to know, that's a Muhammad. It's a Muhammad till Mashiach comes. We don't know how the Muhammad will continue till the final phase, Mashiach be Mashiach, but you have to know that it's a Muhammad. And this, the day that we're sort of, we announce the greatness of this site, which is the Eitz Achai, the site of the Riach Kodesh, the site of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Lag BaOmer is the day which the Zohar calls Hilula de Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That Hilula of Reb Shimon, it's the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai sort of advertises himself. And he's Megala himself. And it's Mesugal that everyone who wants to attach himself to that Ayur of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai should prepare himself to be roy, to be worthy of entering that cheder of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's the cheder of Soit, the cheder of Nedivas Alav, the cheder that makes you a Ben Aliyah. Reisi Ben Abnei Aliyah, Vein Miyotam. It's a different type, it's a different being. Like you say, I wouldn't be married now, that Chazal say, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Adam Oisik, Zerei B'Shaz Riyah, Chayish B'Shaz Charisha, Terim Atayla. Nash Oisim Ritzayin Shabokim, Nacht Lenasa Deichayim. Shemuel says, no. Safta Gnecha, Hanik Ben Deichayim. Shemuel says, Harba Asikir B'Shim Bechayim, Lai also be on. And Kir Shemuel will also be on. So he says, the Kasha, how could you say that what Safta Gnecha means Nash Ein Oisim Ritzayin Shabokim? It says, Vahoyim Shabai Tishmi. It's Oisim Ritzayin Shabokim. It says, what Safta Gnecha. Sometimes he says, Oisin Ritzoyin in Leikol Kach. That's Pshat. How do you learn Lomdish? What's the Lomdish of that? So, our Lomdish, it goes like this because the Indian of not being Oisik in Minig Derech Eretz means that you're not Oisik in the Berer Toivara. Minig Derech Eretz is the Tikkun of the Eitz Adas, Zeis HaPecha Toich Lecha, and you have to be Oisik in the Birr of Tovara. And Nigla Satayr is Oisig and Birr of Tovara. So you Oisig also in the middle of the Alam and the Birr of Tovara. But if you eat from the Eitz Chaim, there's no Ra there. It's like Shabbos. It's Kula Shabbos, like Shemitah, like Shabbos. It's not the Birr of Tovara. You're not Oisig what's good or what's bad. Everything is, you're in a different world where everything is good. You're only Oisig in the Eitz Chaim. So then there's no Bir Tevira, so then there's no Vasafta Ganech. Vasafta Ganech comes from the Eitz Hadas. So the Tikkun of the Eitz Hadas is Vasafta Ganech, but you're above the Eitz Hadas, you're the Eitz Chai. So there's no Vasafta Ganech. So you can be Oisin Ritzayin Shamakim. I'll be Nigli Oisin Ritzayin Shamakim. And I'll be Nigli Oisin Ritzayin Shamakim, then it's Vasafta Ganech. Hanik Bamanik Derech Eretz. You're not Mechuyiv to be Oisin Ritzayin Shamakim. You're a good Jew, and you're Oisin, the Tzayin HaShavakim, and you're Derech Eretz. But if you have that Vekus of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and you're Oisin, the Tzayin Kol Kach, Apisoid, which no one obligated you to do that, but it's Kol Kach, then it's impossible for you to be Oisin, B'minik Derech Eretz. You're in a different world, you're a world Vekus Averi, you can't be Mafsik on Vekus 1:17. You're in the Eitz HaChaim, you're not Oisin B'chlam the Berit Tevera. So when it's Oisik Kol Kach, so then it's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But Bnei Aliyah Miyotam. Harbe Yossi, if a lot of people do Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it wouldn't work. They also be Yotam. Because not the Harbe people are not Bnei Aliyah. The Harbe people are Bnei Nigla. The Bnei Nigla have to be Oisik in the Minig Derech Eretz. But the Miyotam, Yechidus Gila, they're Oisin, Tzoyin Shemal Kol Kach. They're a different breed. They're a different meat. They're Bnei Ali. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the Indian of Oyer, which is sort of advertised in Lag BaOmer. It's the Oyer of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Oyer of Seydus HaTor. If we be Zoichid, the Zoyer should be in his Galah, so then the Galahs will be Oymed in the Sionis of Ikris the Mashiach. All the Sionis of Chacham's Chatzainis, of Ikris Mashiach, are bottled to the Chacham's Atayr. Of course, they come with the Goyim and Megala, big Chacham's Chatzainis, and they become big Nisionis for Klal Yisrael. No, the Askala and all Askala. It all comes because you weren't Megala enough the Chachma, which is Elulazah, the Chachma Leina. The Bnei Saskha says in the Akdama V'Sefer, that if not, it says very sharp, if the Gdoila Torah, he says in the Gdoila Torah, there wouldn't be soysim so much the Chachmas Pnimis, In other words, if they were discouraged, if we would not discourage people from Isaac Zabah Chachma Pnimis, so then the Maskilim wouldn't have a chance even. The Maskilim wouldn't be any Askalim. He says he blames the Chachma Yisrael. The Maskilim blames, they discourage people from being Isaac Pnimis at Torah. So it's close. They learn a Pasha Chumash, you don't know what the Pasha means. You don't know what you're talking about. So you learn plain Pasha, so the Maskilim are going to say they're Pshatim on the Pasha. If you would be Megaladam, all the sides of the Pasha, they would look like fools of saying they're Pshatim. The whole Pshatim would be very foolish. They wouldn't even have mocking to have any idea to them. If you open up this, it's like you open up a new language. You open Sayyidus HaTorah, it's like you're talking a new language. You're talking a completely different language. So it's very much marach that. So that's the Ur of Pshir Becher, which is the Megala, new Torah, new Pshatim and everything. Everything has a new Pshat. The ones that are Isaac a little, and these in Yonah, new, not already, but everything has a different Pshat. It's different. In the Shecheder of Pshir Becher, everything has a different Pshat. Every Pashir means something else. Everything. And there's no mocking for the Maskilim with their foolish, stupid pshatim, and such. It's such a sophisticated science of Sayyidus HaTorah. It's like a guy's going to go in a cheder or in a college of all professors going to say his Torah's lakshon in higher education. It's a higher education. It's a different way of looking at Torah. Okay, so that's the Indian. Only end about the Indian. People make a pshimer, especially Maran, a pshimer. People make a certain mistake in that. You have to be magged that a little. I was also lately in the Indian of Shalom Bayis. One of the father of the wife, or whatever, told me, he gave me a compliment to keep the Rebbe, Oisik Shalom Bayis. So the Rebbe's Oisik, he told me, in the middle of a Har Nakayin, Oyev Shalom, Raid of Shalom, Oisik Shalom Ben Ish Lishtash. So the Har Nakayin is not going to be a Balchayv to the Rebbe. He's going to pay the Rebbe. No, Har Nakayin, I don't see the word in English, he was like Shildik, he's going to pay it back, you know. That's what he told me. So I told him, I don't want anything from Harnakai. I don't need the Harnakai to give me anything. Harnakai is nothing to me. He's a tzaddik, but he doesn't give me anything. I only need from the Rebbe. I don't need anything from Harnakai. You have to differentiate. There's a schus of a tzaddik. But many people come to Reb Shimon Bechor. Reb Shimon is going to give you Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't give anything. Reb Shimon is a tzaddik, he has a schus, whatever. If someone is going to daven to Reb Shimon, he's an oved avodah zarah. And he's oved on one of the Yud Gimel Ikra. If you go to Reb Shimon's cave and talk to Reb Shimon, tell him, you know, Reb Shimon, go to the Kisei Kavod and ask for me this bakasha. You can do that. But did you know that you're not davening? You're talking. It's like you're talking to a person, not davening to a person. Davening means you're pointed to the Baal HaYecholus, to the Rebbein Shem, who's the Baal HaYecholus. You're pointed to the one that is in control. And if you, and Reb Shimon has no control on anything. When you talk to Reb Shimon, it's like a shtadlus. It's not a tefillah. It's more a Torahic shtadlus. You're asking him to daven. You ask him to be a Melech Yosha. And we build up the whole Indian of Amunah Tzaddikim and comes mixed up. It's almost like a Avodah Zarah. So I heard the Chassid, you know, he says, don't do Avodah because the Rebbe knows about your Avodah. It's Avodah Zarah. You don't do Avodah because the Rebbe knows about your Avodah, not the Rebbe knows. The Rebbe is nothing. The Rebbe is a tzaddik, whatever, but you don't do the Avodah. You don't do a Nachas Ruach for the Rebbe by doing a mitzvah, you're not the mitzvah the Rebbe by doing a Avodah. You can't be metashtish nekvulam. You have to have a clear shkafa. Tairus of Shem Bechai, the Irish of Shem Bechai. But Shem Bechai is a boss of Adam. Shem Bechai is a boss of Adam. Yeah, tzaddik, everything about tzaddik is a boss of Adam. and the koch and the slavs is the Rebbein Shlom. The Rebbein Shlom is the Torah is Hashem, of course. Can't be mamish masbert yet, smodachush, but that's definitely, you don't talk to Reb Shimi, you don't daven to Reb Shimi. And it became the damoinam take over the show, and you know, Reb Shimi, the whole day, why don't you talk about Hashem? Why don't you talk about Hashem? The shame, Ben Noach lost his kohuna gedoyla, because he praised Avraham Avinu before he praised Hashem. Before you praise Hashem, then you could praise also Avraham Avinu. But don't put Avraham Avinu when it comes to Hashem, don't put Avraham Avinu before Hashem. He lost his color because of that. So you should know when you the slahavis and the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai has to be a kosher slahavis. Dveik is abayr, dveik is the Irish Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Bizoich the schus of Reb Shimon, the Irish Reb Shimon, who no longer with us until Biyaz Mashiach Barachim Meir. Thank you.